Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is November the 20th, and our Bible reading portion is from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapters 1 to 3. Understand the reason of our higher calling. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 to 29 like this. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. The real reason behind Apostle Paul writing the above passage to the church in Corinth was due to the fact that many of the believers in that church were thinking more highly of themselves than they ought to due to their spiritual pride. They had a false independence of God along with a bent towards self-sufficiency, and this had resulted in conflicts and divisions within the church. God rejects these kinds of human wisdom because of its pride and self-glory. So Paul patiently reminded the Corinthians that not many wise, mighty and noble people according to human standards have been called by God among them. When our Lord Jesus had put together his team of 12 disciples to carry on his ministry in the world during his absence, he had called people who were less desirable in society. His team included fishermen, a zealot, and even a despised tax collector named Levi. Jesus used these simple people and ignited them through his teachings and the power of the Holy Spirit to initiate a movement that affected their society in such a manner that it was remarked by the Jews that they had turned the world upside down. It appears that Jesus was intentional in calling marginalized people, infused in them his word, and empowered them through the Holy Spirit to be effective witnesses of the gospel. So it is important for us to understand the reason of our higher calling. The selection of God is designed to silence the wisdom of man. God simply loves to call people who are of no esteem in the eyes of the world and use them to glorify himself. God's purpose in choosing those of no account in the eyes of the world is that all glory should accrue to himself and not to man. Since salvation is entirely of God, he alone is worthy to be praised. Today, the grace of God still reaches out to the weak, the downcast, the broken, and the oppressed. Perhaps for that reason, people who pride themselves on their strength and self-sufficiency have little use of the gospel. Many times we forget the higher calling we have in Christ. Let us understand that it is only by God's grace that we have been called, and this fact should humble us and encourage us to bear fruit, glorify God through our lives, and love others with the same love that God has loved us. And this is exactly what our Lord Jesus Christ has told us in John chapter 15, verse number 16 and 17. You did not choose me, but I chose and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another.